1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
But how many of you are going through adjustments? Is anybody going through an adjustment, a change? But God changes us. And life gets better as we change. Well, God changes us that we would see Him or experience Him in a different dimension, which doesn't allow the same old thing to happen again. We're being changed from glory to glory to glory. And I think that's the word of the season for the individual. The word of the season for the individual is, if you want something better, be open for change. Allow the Holy Ghost to work. When God prepares us, He changes us. When God prepares us, He changes us. To see the rapid change. How many, that's like an acceleration of change. So many things change so quickly to where it doesn't even seem like the same old, same old. But I tell you what, if you would yield to the Holy Spirit, God will change everything if you love. It takes time to get used to the change. But you've got to make yourself pliable to it because it's always better. And you can't grieve the former things or the old things. And sometimes people don't realize what old is what's old. Sometimes people have no idea what's old in their life. Now listen, when somebody talks about the old stuff, to me, I'm not just talking about what I used to do when I was in the world. I'm not just talking about my worldly stuff. That's forgotten stuff. The old stuff, the worldly stuff is forgotten stuff. I can't remember that stuff. Oh, but thank God for the grace of God's Spirit when He gives us vision to make change, to be more like Him. And the Holy Ghost is there and He invites us to go on a journey of change in this hour. How many of you have been looking at Sister Gloria Copeland? I saw something on her life. I just said, man, that's wonderful. The honor and the integrity for the Word of God that they walk in. Well, you know, God can do that for you too if you're open to change. God can bring about that in your life too as if you're open to change. I think what God is doing in this season right now, in the 30 days, you look at it, is getting us ready for change. Anybody said Jesus getting us ready for that great day? Well, that's the great change. That's the last and final change. We're changed from mortal to immortality. We're saying Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Many people don't realize that their miracle, first of all, comes in the spirit of change. The first manifestation of your miracle is the spirit of change. I can tell my miracle's coming because God's getting me ready for it. And sometimes God will want to prepare you for your miracle before your miracle shows up. But many people don't ever get to see the manifestation of their miracle because they never are able to change themselves to handle it. And many people don't realize, many people forfeit their miracle by forfeiting the preparation of God. By forfeiting the seasons of God. Many times, God will, you know, say, I want you in the Word. I want you in the Word, just a season. I want you in the Word. I want you in the Word. I want you in the Word. And you don't realize that the reason why He wants you in the Word is not just to take up your time. He's trying to bring something around you. And at times, the things that God wants you to sit in and rest in might not be convenient. And at times, you know what? To get all God wants you to have, sometimes it doesn't even seem possible. Oh, but God can afford it. What am I talking about? God can afford it. We're looking at these things. This no day is a wasted day in Jesus. Not one day is a wasted day in Jesus. God's just working us and getting us ready for the great day. I'm talking about the final day, but I'm also talking about what He's about to do in our midst. Oh, God wants to work you over. God said tonight there were ministers gathered in this place tonight. Ministers gathered in this place tonight that he wants to get his hand on, that he wants to get his anointing on, that he wants to get ready so that you'd be able to stand and function in what the Lord is about to do. Say, I'm ready. Now, here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it says, but concerning the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night. And I'm going to tell you one, God told me to go here, and I'm going here. And if he's telling you he's coming as a thief in the night, be ye also ready. For you know not the day, nor the hour when the Lord shall appear. Don't waste your days. Don't waste your moments. And when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. And they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness. But you, brethren, are not in darkness. And I just sense different some people saying, why am I always the one trying to see God? Where is everybody else? Why doesn't everybody else have this burden? Doesn't anybody else care? Doesn't anybody else, you know, consider these things? You feel like you're alone sometimes. Well, you're not alone. You're just not in the dark. You're just not in the dark. There's a light on the inside that's telling you to get ready. Jesus is coming. You better thank God that the lights aren't out. There are a lot of people that the lights are out. They don't know there's a thief in the room. See, and when the lights aren't, the lights are out, and they're just sitting up there partying down, but the thief is in the room. Jesus is coming is nearer than it's ever been before. Turn the lights on and don't be in darkness. For we are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do. Let us not sleep and let us not slumber. Let us not be weary in doing well. We studied the portion of Scripture where Jesus said, could you not tarry with me for more than 1 hour? But their eyes were heavy. There are a lot of saints that their eyes are heavy. They're tired of having their eyes open. They're tired of having to remain awake. They want the day to close out and call it quits. But this is not the time to grow weary. And this is not the time to have sleepy eyes. You need to get yourself some cold water and throw it in your face in this season. You need to be wide awake and ready to start all over again. You need to get yourself a cold. This ain't relaxation time. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch. Watch and be sober. What is God talking about being sober? Your sobriety is the Holy Ghost. He makes you walk straight. When you're drunk, you walk crooked. You walk like you don't have any direction when you walk. You don't know where you're going. You're not in your right mind. But the Bible says Jesus is the mind, is our mind. Amen. We have the mind of Christ. He'll renew our mind. And he doesn't want us to be drunken in worldliness. And be drunken in wickedness. There are a lot of people that are drunk in the world. And they can't walk straight for God because they indulge themselves. And they're so distracted and so tempted by the things of the world. They don't know what's going on. Yeah. But we're not asleep. We're not tired. We're not weary. Nor are we drunk or intoxicated with the things of the world that we can't walk straight in what God wants us to walk in. I'm walking straight and the lights are on. Anybody ever seen Christians just go around in circles? Anybody seen people, Christians walk there, walk out like they're drunk? And I'm not talking about drunk in the Holy Ghost. I mean, the things they do is just like they're drunk. You done fallen down again. They always fall. I'm not talking about falling out in the Holy Ghost. Stumble over this and stumble over that. People that are sober and people that are drunk and intoxicated by the world, they say things they wouldn't normally say. You ever seen people drunk in the world? They'll cuss you out real quick. You can't get a good report out of them, and they just go nuts. This is not the hour to be messing around with the world and to be intoxicated with worldly things. This is is the hour to have your head on right and to have on the mind of Christ and to be sober. Wake up. I'm here to tell you that Jesus is coming. Get ready and be sober. Don't walk like you walked last year. Don't walk like you walked yesterday. Don't walk in darkness, but walk in the light as He is in the light. For those who sleep, sleep at night. And those who get drunk are drunk at night. What do you mean, those that are sleeping and those that are drunk? Those, they're doing it at night. And what does night represent? No illumination by the Holy Ghost. Darkness. No spiritual understanding. Absolutely no wisdom. They're doing it in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober. He said, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love. See, we don't have to tell you this again, but the Holy Ghost is helping us out. I really do believe that Jesus is coming. And if He's got something to say, I want to hear it. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And just because other people want to be asleep doesn't mean that I'm going to have my eyes closed. Whenever He's in the room, I'm going to turn on the light. What do you mean turn on the light? When He's teaching the word and preaching the word and telling you He's coming, that's the light coming on. He's shedding more light on the situation. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. But let us be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love and the helmet of hope of salvation. You need to have faith. Let me tell you what. Hold on to your faith. Get great faith. Put the breastplate of faith on and cover your heart with faith. Cover your heart with the faith of God and with obedience in this hour. And in this, don't wait next. Don't wait till next week. Do it now. Do it now. Saturate yourself in the supernatural faith of God. Put it on. Get it on. Have your heart covered with faith, because if you don't, fear will get a hold of you. And not only do you need great faith, but you need the supernatural love of God. Now listen, God told me to tell you about 2 or 3 weeks ago, get love on, walk in love. You won't make it if you're not going to walk in love. The church won't stand if they refuse to walk in love. I tell you what, just do it. The best way you know how, do it. These are the last and evil days, and God commands us by His word. Don't let your faith go. Praise God. Don't you dare put it down for a moment. The moment you put your faith down, guess what? Your heart is open for every onslaught that the devil wants to throw your way. Faith guards your heart. How many want to have a protected spirit and a protected heart that you can start to trust your spirit and walk in your spirit? Well, listen, get up under the word. Don't run from, I don't care what you're going through, brother. I don't care what you got to face. You better keep the word of faith on. I don't care if you got to walk 20 miles. Keep the lights on. And learn love. Learn to flow in the supernatural love of God right away. And as a helmet. See, some people aren't thinking right. See, some people's psyche is not together. As a helmet. See, why are these people walking in the flesh? And you don't understand. Anybody look at somebody and say, that person must be out of their mind. Amen. Anybody watching the news, they're speaking of peace in Israel now? And all these Christians read these things and sang songs about the seed and happened the last day and living uglier than they've ever lived before in their Christian life. How is it that they can see more of the word of God come to pass and more of these supernatural things happen and they get worse? Why? They do not have on the helmet of salvation. And I believe this helmet of salvation is not necessarily just the knowledge of the full gospel. I believe the helmet of salvation is in your mind. You've never let the fact leave your head or your mind that Jesus is coming. What are you thinking about? Jesus coming. Why do you go to work today? Jesus is coming. If I can do it, you can do it. I live every day expecting to get out of here. Amen. Quickly. I want to catch the first plane. I don't want to be left behind, you know. And you got to guard your mind and have this constantly on your mind. See, the devil will get to you through the gate of your mind. The devil's not going to come to you in your spirit. He can't touch it. It belongs to God. But the devil will come to you through your mind. And if you just constantly meditate on the return of Jesus Christ, you will shut the door and give no place to the devil. Many people give place to the devil because they do not have Jesus or the return of Jesus. He said, encourage yourself with this. Well, you're not going to give out if you're encouraged, correct? Or you're built up and you're equipped. They said, encourage yourself, always talking of the return of Jesus Christ. Talk about it. Encourage one another with it. Every day when you're feeling low, say, don't you worry about it. Jesus is coming. So put on the helmet of salvation. For God did not appoint us. You're not appointed to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Say salvation through. Didn't just say Jesus Christ. What did it say? Our Lord Jesus Christ. There's a big difference. Same person, but Jesus is out there, but Jesus is not everybody's Lord. Jesus is not Lord because you say it out of your mouth. He's got to be Lord. If you obey Jesus in all things and you listen to the Holy Ghost and you follow those footsteps, he then is Lord. Who died for us, whether we awake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you are also doing. And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those among you who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them who are unruly and comfort the faint-hearted. Uphold the weak and be patient with everybody. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice, always pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit, and do not despise prophesying. Test all things. Hold fast to what is good, and abstain from every form of evil. Now the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of the Lord. He who calls you is faithful, who will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read to all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Are you ready for what's about to happen? Are you ready for what's about to happen? Then you got your answer. You got your answer. You got your direction. All you got to do is walk in it. All you've got to do is walk in it. All you've got to do is walk in and abide in it and be obedient and walk in this new grace of God. Walk. Don't wait. Don't wait for something to happen to find out that it was true. Don't wait. I've never heard the things on TV that I'm hearing today. Never seen the things that I see on TV today. I'm sitting there reading the Bible and reading about all these things, and I got CNN on. And as I'm reading the Word, amen, it's like background music. And all the world can see these things. It's like we all, it's like Don coming back and he's going to say, no one is without excuse, especially in America, because you can see for yourself. You can see it for yourself. It's on the satellite everywhere. All these things are on the satellite everywhere. Jesus is coming back. Get right or get left. Literally, that's basically what it is get right or get left. Walk in the righteousness of Christ Jesus. Walk in His holiness. And be obedient to the Holy Ghost. This is not the time that we need to draw back, but this is the time that we need to step forward. Don't grieve the Holy Ghost in this hour with any form of disobedience. Jesus. How many had the Holy Ghost knocking on your door with a new thing? Did you treat the new thing like an old thing? This is not the hour when you say tomorrow. Amen. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank You for Your grace. We thank You for Your anointing. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for supernatural faith to believe Your promises. Lord, we pray by Your Spirit that the lights of our hearts will always be illuminated by the Word of God. Father God, we pray for supernatural miracles. We pray that You would strengthen, Father God, that You would strengthen those that are weak, Father God. Father God, that You would encourage, Father God, and empower those that are faint-hearted right now in Jesus' name. Father God, it's not Your will that any man would perish, Father God, but that they all would come into the knowledge of Your truth, Father God, and full salvation in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for this house right now in Jesus' name, Father God. Lord, we pray that people would stand up and be counted, Father God. Lord, we cancel out every demonic plan over anybody's life, Father God. We cancel out every fear in Jesus' name. Father God, anybody that's walking in fear in any way, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we cancel that out. And we pray that the word would take root, Father God, that they would do the right thing, that they would do the God thing. We pray for a supernatural maturing of Your people, oh God. That they would stand up in this final hour as mighty warriors of Jesus Christ and do what You told them to do.